Welcome everyone to the Mindful Marriage Podcast. My name is Brock. I am the lead care and support pastor at Hope Fellowship, and I am joined by
Tara Wiedemeyer.
Oh, that's right. Tara just told me that I was supposed to say her name, and I messed up already, so I apologize for that. It was not intentional, I promise.
So I mean, it was literally 20 seconds ago.
I know, so I forgot already. So that's leading into our podcast. This is a kind of an historic day for us, Tara, because today we start season 3 of the Mindful Marriage Podcast.
So we do.
It seems like just yesterday. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, moving on. One of the things that's been interesting is that I've learned a lot as we've gone through this process. And so one of the things we want to do this season is we want to have an entire season dedicated to one topic. And so this whole season has a theme, and it's called Gaining Their Perspective. Because one of the things that's been interesting for me throughout this process is I've heard from Tara, I've really learned a lot from her perspective, from the female perspective, and it's helped me understand my wife even more. And so I thought it'd be important for us to kind of dig further into that so I could learn even more about my significant other. So there we go. So that's the plan for this season.
And thus yourself along the way, Brock. You're welcome.
That's very, very profound. All right, so moving on. All right, so this season, all season is about gaining perspective. So, Tara, often I've heard people wonder about who the expert is in this podcast, but obviously it's you. So, anyway.
People actually ask you that?
No one. In my mind. Gone through a couple of times. But I was wondering, why is it important to dedicate an entire season to gaining perspective? Why is it important to gain someone else's perspective?
Well, I think it helps us along the way, no matter what relationship we're talking about or environment we're in. It can make us more empathetic. It can help us grow. It can strengthen that relationship. It can help us with, you know, having more awareness and insight into our own selves and others. And I just think, I mean, you put all that together, and I mean, I feel like that's a pretty good recipe for productivity and being more successful.
It seems like that's a pretty good recipe for not every relationship that we can be involved in, is to kind of gain perspective. Sure. There is I think I've mentioned this before, but I read a book several years ago by Patrick Lencioni called The 5 Dysfunctions of a Team. I don't know if I've mentioned that 8,000 times. Tara's making a face, so I probably have. But one of the things that was so insightful for me about that book is he talked about in business circles that if there are employees that don't feel like they can share their voice, they don't feel heard, they start to feel devalued, and they don't feel as valuable in the organization. Therefore, they start to look other places where they can go find that value. And so being heard is a huge value. So I started thinking about that in terms of relationships and thinking about my wife. If she doesn't feel like she can feel fully heard or fully get to express what's going on inside of her world, maybe she doesn't feel as valued. And then when someone doesn't feel valued, it seems like all kinds of behaviors can get a little awry, if I can use the word awry. And so I think it's so important to, for in that relationship, if you don't feel any relationship you're in, if you don't feel like your opinion matters, like you're be able to share whatever you want to share, then I think that really starts to hurt that relationship. So would you concur?
Yeah, definitely. I think, it can, depending on the context and also who it's with, I mean, it can lead to a lot of dysfunctional, unhealthy, or negative events or interactions between like those people, or that if it's like an employee in that organization or whatever. So yeah, I think definitely we need to be able to hear people's feedback and sort through it and have those conversations and give them a space to feel seen and heard and part of the system, whether that's a marriage or a business or whatever else.
Yeah, I agree. And so this season we want to tackle several topics. And so this is our teaser. Have we ever done a teaser before for the Mindful Marriage podcast?
We have back in the day.
All right. I'm going to pick out a few topics that I'm excited about that we're going to try to gain our spouse.
Then do I get to?
Yeah, then that was my next point, as I was going to after. Maybe you should go first, but I'm trying to gain your perspective.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, there we go. So what are some topics you're excited about talking about? So,
lots of them. Personality differences. We have one right now that's called the bathroom. So we won't say any more about that.
So we're going to do a bathroom episode, talk about gaining perspective about what goes on in the bathroom.
Perhaps. I cannot divulge any more.
All right. I'm excited about that one. So
intimacy, gender roles, finances, and then health and wellness and aging. I'm pretty excited about all of those.
Yeah, I'm also excited about, we're going to do a few episodes about intimacy. And so that may mean different things to several of us. So I'm excited about that one. And spiritual eating the house, I guess maybe as a man of the cloth, I'm excited about that one. So
gross.
And I knew Tara wouldn't like that one.
Man of the cloth.
Yeah. So, we might even do an episode. We're trying to get our spouses to do an episode where Daniel and I do an episode together, Tara's husband, and then Tara and my wife, Alicia, do an episode together where they basically complain about us. And so that's going to be exciting. So we'll see if we can pull that one off. That may not happen, but
we have to sit there and use our active listening skills and receive the feedback.
Yes, it's going to be very, very exciting. So, all right. So it's so important that we gain the other person's perspective, because that value thing and all the things that you mentioned. So it just seems like this is a pretty massive part of marriage that you have very difficult to do. And so how in the world, Tara, would you give us guidance that we might be able to do that, to start to gain perspective? Like, give us some tools as we start to think about where we're going with this season.
We're going to get more into this definitely as we kind of unpack this along the way, but just some, I think, the big points here are, you know, we've said this earlier, but like just being a learner of your spouse, being a student, if you will, but like anything that's important to us or anyone that's important to us, we want to spend time with them or that thing, or we want to learn about it. Like if I want to be, you know, a really good gardener, I'm going to read books and maybe watch videos and talk to people and spend time like learning about plants and soil and spend time actually out in nature doing those things, right? And so that takes time, that takes energy, that is growing in that realm. And so very much like we would in an actual like a skill set, kind of doing that same thing with our spouse. And so spending time with them, asking questions, learning who they are, where they want to go, like connecting with them in several different ways. It doesn't have to be, you know, a lot of people, and we're going to get more into this, but I mean, for some people there's, you know, more weight on the physical side, or there's more weight on, maybe like the finances and just being a team. And, you know, we have different goals and different things that drive us. And so just kind of figuring out where everybody lands on that spectrum. And then like, I think knowing each other's values is highly important. But in order to do all of this, you have to spend time together, and there has to be communication. And I'm not just talking about like, hey, how was your day? But very much like, unpacking stuff and sitting there and spending time and digging in, you know, I just think that's really important. So I just think that's where I want to do a lot of our focusing, is just how do we learn our spouse? How do we learn how to have, you know, better insight, good listening skills, receive feedback, give constructive feedback rather than critical, you know, things like that. And so this is very layered and very complex, and we're going to, you know, unpack that as we go. But I think so much of this overlaps, which is why I think it's cool that we have a whole season to do this, because, you know, anytime we can get new perspective or fresh perspective, we're going to see whatever it is that we're looking at differently, like through a new lens. And that's never a bad thing. You know, I think it keeps us open-minded. I think it keeps us on our toes. I think it helps us grow. and hopefully become more compassionate and empathetic all the way around.
Yeah. And so a lot of it is, you know, I think we're so, as we get going in relationships, that we just don't spend as much time, you know, getting to know the inner world of the person we're connected with, because we get busy with work and life and children and all that kind of stuff. And so, and then I think there are just so many things that are competing for our time. Like even when we're home, there's stuff to look up on our phones, on the internet, shows to watch, things to do. And so just even carving out a little bit of time, that I think we've lost the art of that, just carving out a little time to have conversations. And then I even remember one point in time, my wife and I realized that we weren't doing a good job of carving out that time. And so we went to Starbucks and we're just going to have a half hour just to be together and talk. But we didn't even know how to have that conversation. It kind of led to a fight right in the middle of Starbucks, you know, because it was like we carved out the time, but we didn't know what to do with the time because there was a lot of things that were still kind of building up. And so I think one of my friends said once that if you can consistently spend about 20 minutes of uninterrupted time with someone that you care about, with your spouse in particular, that you know, put the phones away, turn the TV off, that really leads to those conversations. But then, you know, so kind of having that carved out time, then what to do with that time. Because I think it's, you know, even knowing what questions to ask, I think is important, because we can ask the wrong questions or just stay surfacey. And so how can we help people dig into that? And I think that's one of our goals, is like providing the right questions, because it's hard to know the inner world of someone if you're not asking them questions and trying to find out what's going on inside their inner world. If we're just talking about ourselves and making statements all the time and telling about what's going on in our inner world, then it becomes very difficult for that person to go back to that value thing, to feel value, because we're not trying to get to know their inner world. So I think we have to be able to be good question askers and have the right questions. And so hopefully that's our goal, is to ask questions. And so sometimes I think too, Tara, I want to bring up this point, that I think we're scared to maybe ask questions because we're scared of the response. Because I think in order for any of us to grow, I really believe this now, we have to get feedback and we have to hear maybe even some things that we need to do to get better. But a lot of us are scared of that. None of us want that. So I think sometimes there might even be some underlying fear in asking questions, because we might get exposed and that's scary for us. Would that be an accurate statement at all?
Oh, totally. But also, like, you know, maybe even some fear around, or hesitation around, like, not even like us being exposed, but like, what are they going to say? Or is this going to lead to, you know, an argument, or, you know, we can't have this, like a lot of times it's finances, you know, where people want to avoid conversations around that, because that is a button pushing conversation a lot of times. But kind of even understanding like why, I think that's really important. Like if you're having the same argument about the same thing and there's a pattern there, like obviously something is going on behind the scenes. And I think it's important to figure out what that is and address it, so you can have some freedom there and go forward and have those conversations, because I think they're important. You know, you've got to be on the same page with your spouse about certain things. Otherwise, it's definitely, there's going to be conflict or tension. And I think, just being able to have that trust and vulnerability and safety is really important. And I think that's something that we have to definitely work toward and build over time.
So there's a little bit of like an art to this. Like there's, we have to be able to ask the right questions. And I almost didn't say the word ask very well. That could have been horrible. We have to be able to ask the right questions, but also there's a self-awareness factor going on here, that we have to be working on ourselves, that we can handle sometimes if we don't get the answers that we want, or we feel like it's attacking our self-worth or something like that. So it seems like a twofold approach that we have to kind of keep working on as we try to gain their perspective.
Yeah. Well, just like we've talked about multiple times along the way, is, you know, we still have to constantly be doing our own work individually, even as we are like getting to learn or relearn maybe our spouses, you know, and do these things that we're going to be talking about this season. I think it's really important that we don't take that intentional focus off of ourselves and our own like journey. Because I think if we do that, along with being really intentional and mindful in spending time with our spouse and learning them and gaining their perspective. I think that is gonna, that could be a really cool, dare I say, beautiful thing, as cheesy as that may sound.
Oh, that is cheesy. So we have to be mindful, to stay with our theme of our podcast, The Mindful Marriage. We have to be mindful about working on our own inner world and mindful about gaining the perspective of our spouse. And so, so Tara, we've come up with a few questions here that we would like people to, could help them start to gain perspective. And if you have, as you're listening to the podcast, those are Tara's kids in the background making noise. Those are not my kids. So just if you wanted the perspective, I can hear them. Who could control their children better? It's me. So that's the perspective.
Yours are also like 10 years older than mine. So thank you.
All right. So anyway, so Tara, would you mind giving us a few questions that maybe we could start with? And as we go through the season, we'll give more questions, but what would be a few basic questions that we could start gaining the perspective of our spouse in this relationship?
So we have three questions for you, four if you're feeling fancy and want a little adventure. But if, you know, depending on where you're at in your marriage, it's okay to even take one of these at a time and then build on them each week or every couple weeks. But we're going to go ahead and give you all of them today and then revisit some of these down the road. So question number one would be, what's your upcoming week look like and how can I support you? Okay, and so just kind of getting...
You're just asking them, what's coming up in your week and how can I be supportive of you this week? That's all you're asking?
Okay. So like, let's say, you know, and I think it's important to, again, if we're being intentional, like doing this weekly, maybe having like at the same time each week that you sit down and talk. So whether that's like Sunday night after the kids are in bed or, you know, Sunday at lunch and everybody in the family kind of goes around and talks about it, whatever. But yes, I think just being consistent with this, but just kind of seeing what their week looks like. It also gets everybody kind of like informed and on the same page. And then how can I support you? Okay. So whether that's like, hey, I've got a meeting late, can you pick up the kids, when usually like it's their night to pick up the kids, or let's get takeout instead of cook dinner because I know I'm going to be tired after, you know, that meeting or whatever. Question number two, what did I do well this week, or when was a time that you felt loved? And so this is a time to love on your spouse verbally or like edify them in what they've done for you. Not a time to point out the things that you didn't like, or even if you have six negatives and one positive, choose the positive,
stick with the positive. So they can learn from that. Like, okay, that meant a lot to them. Maybe I can repeat that behavior in the future.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then, so this is the one that if you're feeling, a little fancy or you want the advanced track, you could add this next. And it's, is there anything that I can do better going forward? And so with this one, that's when you could choose maybe one of those less than positive moments or experiences to share about, but doing so in a way that is, you know, it's not attacking or blameful. It's not ugly. But just putting it out there. But a lot of times we might say things, more responsibly or kindly if we're given the opportunity to share that negative feedback, you know? So I think it's important that we learn how to take it and hear it, but I think it's also important that we learn how to give it in a productive, responsible manner. And so a lot of times, you know, we even talked about if we were going to add this question in, because this could, you know, put people on the defensive or cause conflict or an argument right off the bat. And that's not the goal here. And so if this is, if there's not a place of pretty solid trust and some of these like listening and feedback skills built up, maybe hold off on this one for a little bit until you feel more comfortable in that arena.
Yeah. So that's why we call it the advanced track, because it may lead to kind of some arguments, and that's not the goal of this. Our goal is to hear theirs. And this is kind of like, as you're feeling more secure in a relationship, to ask this question. So Tara, would it be all right if I gave the third question? Because, you know, this is kind of,
you're a man of the cloth.
Since I'm a man of the cloth. Yes. And so, sure. So this is my marriage hack or my marriage cheat code, I guess. And so this question is like just asking your spouse, how can I pray for you about this upcoming week? What can I pray with you about? Because I think prayer kind of gives us this little, hey, I'm talking to God here, but also prayer between couples. And so you can hear things a little bit better, but prayer between couples also creates a little level of intimacy, which is kind of cool. And so, but I do want to give a little credit. We base these questions on my friend Kelly Hoxie. She kind of put these questions together. And so I just wanted to not plagiarize Kelly too much. And so thank you, Kelly, for your contributions to the questions that we stole, I mean, borrowed, used, or whatever we did today. So Tara, any parting shots as we are nearing the end of the clock here on the Mindful Marriage Podcast, episode one, Gaining Their Perspective?
No, just I'm excited about this season. I think it's going to be really cool. I'm excited. And so if y'all have any questions or you want something specifically addressed or answered, feel free to reach out to us. Our contact info is online, I think. Should we? If not, Google us. Yeah. I'm just really excited, and we hope that it's helpful and that it helps everybody be more mindful in their marriages.
Well, Tara, in conclusion, thank you for your perspective today.
Thank you for your perspective.
Yeah, that was so nice.
So enlightening.
Yes. All right. So be mindful of your marriage. Try to ask some questions and gain their perspective. See you guys later.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Mindful Marriage Podcast. Learn more about the marriage ministry at Hope by visiting hopefellowship.net/marriage.